Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA. We're talking about the COVID relief package and more in just a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891 and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
At some point, we will see this latest coronavirus assistance program become law. And Ethan Lane, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, says there's some good stuff in there when it does happen for cattle producers.
Because of the way Congress does business anymore, these big omnibus bills end up sort of being a wrap-up of how we've spent the whole year. You know, we've been dealing with market shocks from coronavirus and a lot of those issues with packing capacity, dealing with the CFAT program and things like that. And so it's nice to see a lot of that work we've done throughout the year reflected in this final package. We saw another round of CFAP is going to be included in this, specifically targeted at those producers, Ron, that were left out of that original CFAP 1 program. So if they marketed cattle after April 15th up to May 15th, they really kind of got the short end of the stick. They had the worst of the market conditions and didn't get those same payments as the pre-April 15th sellers did. This is going to help with that a little bit. It's going to push some additional resources to those producers specifically to kind of get them a little more assistance through the CFAP program. There's also some language in there that establishes that federal livestock dealer trust that has been worked on for quite some time. The language was originally part of what was called the SALE Act, and that was included in there as well. We also got the Ramp Up Act included in this bill, which is a processing capacity bill that we've been working on with Oklahoma's own Frank Lucas for all of this year. This was a huge win for Congressman Lucas, former Chairman Lucas, identifying the need to push some resources out to those state-inspected meat processing facilities that are looking to get into the federal inspection system. That's an expensive process, helping to provide some grants and some money to get them into that stream and allow for marketing of their product across state lines is a huge win for us. It's something our producers have told us they wanted. So we were really pleased to see that included in this final bill. There's also some money in there to study that issue of processing capacity, to look for some other ways to make sure we're continuing to expand and grow capacity where it's needed. And finally, one of the other big wins in here is deductibility for those PPP loans. If you took a PPP loan that was forgiven during the process, this bill clarifies that will not be included in taxable income. And additionally, it clarifies that deductions are allowed for expenses that were paid with the proceeds of that forgiven PPP loan. So there's a lot in here for producers that engaged in this system throughout the year, took advantage of the resources that were provided in order to kind of weather this COVID-19 pandemic storm we've all been in part of.
Now, on the CFAP monies, you mentioned the fact that this is almost like filling a hole that was there that didn't get addressed really by CFAP too, but they've kind of circled back around.
It does. And you know, that's really the way to think about this is you had CFAP 1, they pushed this thing out, there was an arbitrary cutoff date, and everybody in the world, including us, said, wait a minute, you really screwed up here because you left all these producers out that were selling cattle at the height of the pandemic after April 15th. So then they did CFAP 2 and had those inventory payments. Well, that helped a little bit, but you know, it helped the cow-calf guys more than anybody, which is what we wanted. The cow-calf guys ended up at about $110 on their pairs for the year based on CFAP 1 and 2 combined, but it left those stockers and backgrounders and feeders that were selling back in April a little bit short still. This helps bring those guys up to where some of the other sectors were based on sales. So you're right. It goes back and it kind of backfills this group that really kind of got missed. They got some money, but they didn't get as much as everybody else did. This helps get them back up a little bit into the.
That's Ethan Lang with NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.